Now, on the line, we have Cormac Cattle, who is here to talk to me about the Alzheimer's Mobile Information Service, which brings awareness, support and information about dementia to the 88th National Ploughing Championships. Good morning, Cormac. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. So, can you give, before we get too kind of caught up into it, can you give our listeners a bit of background as to what Alzheimer's is?
Yeah, obviously this is World Alzheimer's Month, so if people are looking for information about dementia or Alzheimer's, or they're, you know, they might be worried about their own health or health of one of their loved ones, the best place to get information is up on our website, alzheimer.ie, and our national helpline is also open as well, so that's 1800 341 341 as well.
This mobile information service is hitting the 88th National Ploughing Championship this year. Can you kind of tell us as to how that kind of came about?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're obviously delighted to be going to the National Ploughing Championships this year. This is the fourth consecutive year that we've actually gone to the Ploughing Championships. It's obviously such a big kind of marquee event in the calendar that we kind of make it one of our main aims for the bus. I mean, the bus goes to lots of different local, regional events, but this is one of the biggest national events that it goes to. So it basically gives us a great opportunity to kind of make the service available to people all over Ireland, really. So if people can often feel very isolated, if you like, following a diagnosis, or might be looking for advice for themselves or for someone that they love, being at the National Ploughing Championships along with our dementia advisors and staff and volunteers, it just gives people a great opportunity to kind of, reach out and connect and basically just have a look at the supports and services that are available to them that will be able to help them and give them some guidance. So on the day, if people are going down to the Ploughing Championships, basically, just, please stop by our tent, give you the details. And it's just, no question is too big or too small. You can just come visit us and talk to one of our dementia advisors or our volunteers who can give you advice or a bit of help, if you like. Do a one-on-one with one of our dementia advisors in the bus if you want, and support and services are there for people.
And is this your first year going to this event?
It's actually the fourth year that we've gone down. We were there in Tullamore the last number of years, so we're really looking forward to going down to Carlow now next Tuesday. And it just gives us a great chance to bring out that, all the awareness around dementia, it being World Alzheimer's Month, it's so needed. And it's just great to give support and information to people. And it's just such a great event. It's obviously going to be kind of a carnival atmosphere that we're going to talk to lots of different people right across the country, and if people are there on the day, please stop by and say hello to our staff and our volunteers and our dementia advisors who are going down on the day, just to talk to people and to give them advice as well.
Yeah, it is a really good cause, because unfortunately it is one of the bigger afflicting things on older people in this country compared to, say, other countries. And it's an estimated 55,000, if I'm correct, that currently have it in Ireland alone.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so it's an estimated 55,000 people that have dementia in Ireland. So, and it's around 12,000 people in Dublin, for example, that have dementia. We kind of anticipate that it's slightly more. We don't currently have a dementia register in the country. There's some research being done on that to develop that at the moment. So the 55,000 figure is actually an estimate, but we feel it's probably a lot more. And obviously, it being World Alzheimer's Month, we're trying to get out the word there that there is information and support for people. So there is a big stigma around dementia and what it is and what it isn't. And it's obviously very, very, very important for people to be kind of aware that support and advice is out there, and that people shouldn't kind of suffer on their own, and that please reach out. And obviously our helpline is open 6 days a week, and there's an online chat function on our website as well. But the helpline number again, 341 341. If people are looking for that bit of advice during the month, our volunteers and staff are there to help them.
Yeah, because dementia, I've noticed, isn't it's something that, although you might think that you know a bit about it, I think regardless of how much information you get, it still probably wouldn't be enough to help you kind of deal with it, just kind of ease it somewhat.
Exactly. I mean, it's obviously, people are in a very lonely place when they receive a dementia diagnosis. It can be a lonely place for them and for the family as well. The whole family is affected as well. I mean, here at the Alzheimer's Society, we provide a lot of frontline services to people. So, daycare centres, two respite centres as well. And there's also things like Alzheimer's cafes and social clubs. There's a variety of different supports and services that people can avail of. And again, the best place for people to find out about what type of service they would like or they'd like to avail of. Again, the best place is alzheimer.ie or else to ring our helpline as well, because our staff and volunteers will have all the information.
And the number again, just to reiterate, was 1-800-341-341.
Yeah, or people can email helpline@alzheimer.ie. So look, if people are looking for more information about what services in their local area or they're looking for help or they're looking for a bit of advice, that's the best place to go. And there's also an online chat function on our website as well that we've just launched. That again, that's another great place for people to go if they are looking for advice. And we do have dementia advisors as well in the Dublin area. So again, they're people that will work with people with dementia and their families to give them information, signpost different services that are available to them. So if people are looking for more information about that, all up on our website as well.
Listen, Cormac, that's been very helpful this morning and been very insightful, and hopefully some of our listeners out there will feel better informed about it and they know where to go as well and who to contact for more information about Alzheimer's to kind of help not even family members or say even a friend of a family that's unfortunately been diagnosed with it.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, if people are looking for a bit of support, bit of help, please get in touch with us. There is help and support out there.
Thanks very much for taking some time out of your morning to sit and have a chat with me today.
That's great. Thanks for having me on.